50 years ago, a 660-pound black bear was shot by farmer Gerald Kipp when the bear was found lurking around his farm about 12 miles east of Wilkie. Kipp was worried about his spring calves. 28 seniors formed the New Horizons Group in Unity, with John Jansen as president and Walter Haight as secretary-treasurer. Among the number 15 troop graduates at Depot Division, RCMP, in Regina was 3, CST. Alan Jensen, youngest son of Mr. and Mrs. Forrest Jensen of Wilkie. 20 years ago, Vern Schaub was named Unity's 2003 Citizen of the Year. World War II veteran Bill Fleming organized a ceremony for 20 former Canadian soldiers, and widows, in the area who had served in Holland during that country's liberation in 1945. The veterans and widows received special commemorative medals courtesy of the Netherlands. The McCree's purebred Black Angus cattle herd, 110 head, were taken by the Canadian Food Agency to be slaughtered and tested for BSE, mad cow disease. Neighbor Todd Bertoia was angry, calling the McCrae's sacrificial lambs, to please the public to get the borders opened. Arnie Villanueva of Wilkie Shop Easy said sales of beef in the grocery store had only dipped slightly since the mad cow scare. Former Unity resident, Jesse Wallace, won a Golden Sheaf Award at the Yorkton Film Festival for Best Experimental Film. Her winning submission was 15 Minute Death, which she wrote, produced and directed. Subway, the first fast food franchise in Unity, opened.